Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Massachusetts Attorney General's office has announced it is investigating the allegations swirling around independent candidate for governor Tim Cahill and state lottery ads. Meanwhile, the lottery office has decided to suspend the advertisements until the AG's review is complete. The move comes after Cahill, the state treasurer, responded to charges from former staffers that his campaign broke the law when it tried to benefit from a taxpayer-funded ad campaign for the state lottery. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports.
At issue in this continuing saga of political betrayal and revenge are a stack of emails. They were released Wednesday by Tim Cahill's former political aides, who Cahill is suing for allegedly sabotaging his campaign. Cahill alleges they passed confidential information to Republican Charlie Baker's campaign, but they claim the lawsuit is an effort to muzzle them. And they say the emails prove it. What they show is that Cahill's staffers were trying to work with state treasury officials to get ads on the air to publicize the state lottery, which is overseen by Treasurer Cahill. But yesterday, Cahill said, as far as he knows, his campaign staffers did not work with anyone at the state treasury.
My teams are separate, and my treasury team is focused on treasury, and the campaign team is focused on the campaign. And what internal people talk about is not something that I can unfortunately can control, but it doesn't cross over.
The emails do not incriminate Cahill, but they do show that his campaign staff was involved. For example, one email from campaign aide Dane Strother asks, "How do we get the lottery ads rolling?" That was sent to Adam Meldrum, the campaign director who quit last month. Meldrum sent it on to another staffer who responded, "I'll check with the lottery people." But yesterday, Cahill blamed the people he's at war with, including Adam Meldrum and the Republican Governors Association, the RGA.
What Adam Meldrum, who now works for the RGA, is saying about what he knew and what he was talking about, I can't speak to that because, again, he's proven to be less than an honorable person. And their job has been to try to destroy the campaign.
But last night, Adam Meldrum and two other former Cahill campaign consultants responded. They submitted brief sworn statements to Norfolk Superior Court saying they did not transfer any confidential information to anyone outside the Cahill campaign. Their attorney, Charlie Spees, says Cahill's lawsuit was never about protecting campaign secrets.
The real purpose of his complaint was to attempt to restrain these former consultants from speaking out about evidence of improper activity by Treasury and Lottery Office employees to benefit Mr. Cahill and his campaign.
In the meantime, a new poll suggests this legal drama has affected the race between Charlie Baker and incumbent Governor Deval Patrick. A Suffolk University survey out yesterday shows Patrick with a 7-point lead over Baker, and it found that a huge majority of voters were aware of Cahill's lawsuit, according to David Palaiologos, who directed the poll.
It has made an impact. 80% of likely voters in Massachusetts were aware of the lawsuit, and the net impact is that it appears to have hurt Cahill, but also Baker. And therefore, we're almost 2.5 weeks out, and Baker has a 7-point deficit to make up.
Cahill, meanwhile, is polling a distant third with just 10%. But the fact that his legal odyssey has hurt the Republican Baker might offer him some consolation. After all, it was the Republican Governors Association that helped doom Cahill's campaign many months ago with a series of attack ads.
What is the unofficial motto of the state? It's don't get mad, get even.
Dennis Hale is a professor of political science at Boston College. The Cahill show might be riveting political theater, but Hale says it's an unfortunate distraction from important issues and from the real campaign.
As long as the subject is who said what in an email and whether a court case can proceed, then surely, yeah, we're not talking about anything real. So this is going nowhere, and it is too bad.
Meanwhile, the Massachusetts Lottery has put its ads on hold while the state attorney general looks into the allegations of improper coordination between the Cahill campaign and lottery officials. For WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.